when you heard it was Peoria again, did you have any reaction where you're like, dang, I wish we got someone else? Or does it really matter at this point? You knew you were going to get one of the top tier teams.
Yeah. No, there was no surprise or no wishing somebody else. You know, we're of the mind that you got to beat everybody to get there. And we're playing the best hockey of our year right now down the stretch. So we're excited for the challenge.
Refresh my memory. How did you – I know you guys didn't win against – you were 0-2-1 this year. Were the games competitive for the most part?
So first game, we definitely struggled. We lost 8-2 on Friday night there. We had talked up Peoria quite a bit, and rightfully so. They're a good team. And I think our guys went in a little bit shell-shocked and watching the game a little bit. It was pretty obvious. You know, once we settled in, we took that loss. We regrouped the next day, did some video, looked at what we did wrong, and the guys got a little bit of their confidence. You know, there's just another group of guys over there that make the same mistakes we do. You know, once we regrouped, we had a great game Saturday. We lost 4-3, I believe, in overtime, and had chances in regulation to actually win it. And then, you know, 3-3 Sunday. We lost. That was another was a one goal game, I believe. And you know, on 3-3s, with tired bodies, tired minds, it can always go either way. So I think we ended the weekend strong through Saturday and Sunday, and we're kind of, we're a totally different team now. Is kind of the way we're looking at it. The way the guys that were there are playing much better, and the guys that weren't here have made us much improved.
We talk with Roanoke Graveyard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I'll just jump ahead. Are there some recent additions to the team since you played Peoria, especially out there, that it may make a difference, a different type of player or two that may make a difference, you think, in this series?
I just think our depth is better. We got Nenadol and Walter. Walter came over from Peoria after a couple weeks there, so I hope he's still got a bit of a bitter taste in his mouth, so a little bit more fuel to the fire. And then Everett Thompson's a good role player as well. We got that depth back a little bit, and then our top-end guys have been playing playoff hockey for 3 weeks. It hasn't been about the skill, it's been about their grit and determination, and I've seen it for 3 weeks. I'm excited to see what they bring this week.
I'm sure you don't want to put as much pressure as you can on them, or too much pressure, but, I mean, how important are you telling the team that you've got to get off to a good start Wednesday night and that you really need to win this game?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to play the way we've been playing is the way we're looking at it. Like I said, we've been coming out with a playoff mentality. We've been playing hard hockey. We just can't watch. You know, we know what they are. We know they're a very good team, but we know they're just another group of guys, and they're going to be competing the same way, so we're ready for it. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's the guys we're missing, like Witzel and Zemlicka, that would definitely help us. They're on the IR, but beyond that, our guys that are going are healthy. You know, like I said, we've been playing that hard hockey, but I think it's only made us tougher down the stretch here.
And last thing is, it's kind of unusual to have a Wednesday game. Of course, it's a Wednesday home game here, so how much would you like to see a really big, loud, supportive crowd there on a Wednesday night?
Oh, obviously we'd love it. Yeah, I keep saying I think we have the best fans in the SPHL, the loudest fans in the SPHL, and the boys know it when we're playing here at home. So I hope, Roanoke comes out and is behind us here, and we're looking to make a statement here game one.